Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the Old Testament appointed for today's morning prayer, Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 22 through 26. It reads, "For on the day that I brought your ancestors out of the land of Egypt, I did not speak to them or command them concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this command I gave them, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk only in the way that I command you, so that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but in the stubbornness of their evil will, they walked in their own counsels and looked backwards rather than forwards. From the day that your ancestors came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have persistently sent all my servants, the prophets, to them, day after day. Yet they did not listen to me or pay attention, but they stiffened their necks. They did worse than their ancestors did." What immediately jumped out at me in this passage was the phrase, "they looked backwards rather than forwards." The Israelites spent much of their time in the wilderness lamenting and begging to return to slavery, instead of looking to the future with hope. Jeremiah's words encourage us to look forward, to put our effort and our energies on the future. After all, the past has been lived and can no longer be changed or altered, but the future holds all sorts of possibilities. I invite you to reflect with me today on keeping our attention on the immediate future, for there is where hope resides. What can you do to remind yourself that when you begin to lament the past, you can change and shift your focus to the future? Perhaps creating the habit of offering a prayer of thanksgiving each morning for where God is leading you in your life's journey. Thoughts of the past can lead us into states of depression and remorse. When you find yourself experiencing these emotions, you may want to try shifting your thoughts to something in the present or near future that excites you. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 214 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for the Epiphany. Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new daily devotion or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotion in your inbox. Look mercifully on this your family, Almighty God, that by your great goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.